Steve, thanks so much for joining us today. It was mentioned to me earlier, as I said, that you had an experience with COVID-19. Tell me a little bit about what happened.
Well, I had gotten home, and because I'm diabetic, I thought that my symptoms were diabetes in origin. I got on the couch, and I couldn't move. No energy whatsoever for about 3 days, from Monday to Thursday, when Thursday I finally decided I'd better call an ambulance. So I did. The paramedic was actually a friend of mine, and she had diagnosed me right away. I had a fever. They gowned up. She took care of me. They carried me out of my house, literally. And the paramedics, they were so good and so nice. I got into the ambulance. She put an IV in to get me ready. I got to the hospital. I was in the COVID section for a couple of hours before they determined I needed to go upstairs, and I was in isolation for 15 days.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. Maybe tell me a little bit about what happened when you got to the hospital, because right now, you know, if you go there, I know, especially here in Smithers or any hospital, you can't go in unless you have a good reason, it's an emergency, or if you're pregnant or you have COVID. And so what was that like going into the hospital? What did you kind of see? What did you witness?
Well, they kept everybody sectioned off. There was another guy next to me that I couldn't see. He was too far away from me. But there definitely was people in the COVID section. I had COVID about a month ago, so it wasn't quite as busy as it is now, apparently. But I could hear them working on a couple of people and answering questions about how they got COVID and stuff. I went right from the ambulance into the hospital, so there was no question. As soon as they took the test and they swabbed my nose, which was just awful, but they had an answer for me almost right away. And everybody was so nice to me. The nurses, the paramedics, the doctors, you know, incredible.
Were you able to ascertain like how you picked it up?
No, not at all. You know, the only thing I've been telling everybody is I really don't know where I got it, but somebody that had it wasn't wearing a mask and passed it to me. You've got to wear a mask.
Yeah, definitely. You said it took 15 days, I guess. What was that like kind of being in the hospital? How severe did it get, and how quickly did you start to feel like it was turning around?
Well, when I got in, my oxygen level was so low, it was kind of a toss between going upstairs in isolation or putting me on a ventilator. They decided to put me upstairs because of my diabetes, and they put me on steroids right away, and things improved pretty fast. Slowly, baby steps, one step at a time. And then by about day 9 or 10, I started to really feel good. Being in isolation wasn't a lot of fun, but I was so sick the first 7 or 8 days that I really didn't mark time. Next thing I knew, it was a week and a half later, or a week and a day later, and I suddenly went, oh, yeah, I guess I'm in isolation. And then, of course, some complications with my breathing and oxygen and that kind of stuff really kept me there. They made sure that I was okay before they released me, because even on day 14, my oxygen was dipping low.
I guess what was kind of going through your head during all of this time? I know we hear a lot of it in the media, and especially, like you mentioned, now it's a little different. We're seeing a lot more numbers. But kind of what was going through your head, having to be part of this, and getting it and not knowing where you got it from?
Well, I guess the biggest thing was once I got to the hospital and they started taking care of me, the steroids really, like I say, that they gave me, the antibiotics they gave me, and the care that I got, I felt a little better every day. I have to admit, I wasn't so worried about where I got it, because, I mean, it's an easy thing to get. It's contagious. And, you know, most people are following the rules and doing what they need to do. It was just one of those things. I was one of the unlucky number that caught it. While I was in the hospital, my spirits were pretty good because, I mean, the nurses and the doctors were so good. And like I say, I had real encouragement, even from starting with the paramedics. You know, when you feel that sick and you feel a little better every day, it makes things really hopeful.
Yeah, I bet. Just a couple other things for you, Steve. One of the things that we're hearing lots about is that these issues, you know, once people kind of get out of the woods, they still feel, you know, the fatigue. They still feel some of the issues with breathing for quite a while, even, you know, months later. You know, how are you been feeling now after this experience?
Well, of course, they talk about the after effects. And you know, at first, when I first got out, I had so much energy because I was so happy to be out. I was so happy to be back in the world. that I had a lot of adrenaline getting out of the hospital, but, you know, quickly it caught up with me. I am one of those people that is go, go, go all the time. Well, I can't do that anymore. I get about 6 hours and I have to, you know, I have to lay down. I have to sleep and get my strength back. I still have a bit of a ball in my chest. Every so often I'll cough up phlegm or get a dry cough. So my energy is still lacking a bit and I still have a couple of symptoms. But I've been a month out of the hospital now and I feel all right. I'm just tired easy.
Yeah. Now that we see these vaccines kind of rolling out, and it shouldn't be too much longer, maybe another, you know, 6 months or so that we see it being available for all the residents here in the North, are you going to get one?
Oh, absolutely. I tell you, I don't want anybody to ever, ever experience what I went through. You know, any of the concerns that you have about the vaccine is overshadowed by the severity of this disease. I can see why people don't survive this disease. This virus, I got this, and I have never been sicker in my entire life. The vaccine is something I will absolutely get and absolutely recommend.
Yeah. Just the last thing for you, Steve. You know, obviously there's been a lot of discussion or a lot of talk about people not wanting to wear the masks, not wanting to abide by these health orders coming from Dr. Bonnie Henry and others. And especially here in Smithers, you know, we saw what was called a freedom rally or a protest a couple of times now, people not wearing masks. I guess for those who feel that way, or for anybody really in this COVID world right now, what are some of the advice that you would give them now after this experience?
Well, I mean, I can tell you that it's real. And I can tell you that if you were to get it, you certainly would have wished you wore a mask. That's the only thing I can say is that if you catch this disease, boy, you'll go back on everything you thought of. You have to wear a mask. And maybe even not even out of respect for yourself, but respect for the people around you, like me, that caught it from someone who didn't wear a mask. I really want everybody to be calm and be safe and make sure that you wear your mask and wash your hands. And, you know, we'll all get through this together. We're a few months away from everybody getting a vaccine. But you know what? Everything will get back to normal and we'll get to do all the things that we love to do soon enough.
Great. Well, Steve Little, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your experience and glad to hear your voice back on the radio again.
Yeah, you know, it's nice. I got lots of energy. It's nice to see everybody. Everybody's been so encouraging. I have to say that 99% of the people, even a few minutes ago, I had someone tell me how nice it was to see me. And you know what? I'm feeling pretty good and I wish everybody love and anybody that's caught this COVID disease, that my heart goes out to them. And if they went through what I went through, I'm glad that they're feeling better.
Great. Well, thanks, Steve. Thanks so much. You take care out there. And I'll definitely be sure to wear my mask.
Okay. Thanks, pal.